Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello.
Ah, yes. Hello and welcome to our, I guess, winter finale.
Boobity, bobbity, boobity.
Sorry. Boobity, boobity,
giggity.
I guess, giggity. Just winter finale of series 8, right?
Holy crap, really?
Yeah, I believe.
At least series 8. We will be back for more AMC Press & Co. stuff at the end of March. That is, we will not catch up to you guys. We will probably miss a week and a half of news.
Because we're going to be...
Which, by the way, about it.
That we're going to be at the Real Ability Disability Film Festival.
Right.
Which
and
is starting Thursday.
And if you haven't gotten your tickets, get your tickets now. It's a very, very, very good film.
And not to mention the special guests are going to be there. There's one special guest who's... pretty big name is going to be there.
Who goes by the name of Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, I thought you said Cougar for a minute. I'm like, what?
No, Mark Ruffalo. And the cast of Spring Awakening and lots of other very, groovy people. And
groovy,
so
baby.
If you can attend... the festivities, go, please go to newyork.realabilities.org/films and events for tickets and schedule. Enter our code, RFF, AMC Press Co., which gets you a free discount at any general screening. And so we hope to see you there. And if you don't reach this or don't listen to the podcast, we will have everything, I mean everything, up on our Facebook, and you can reach us there. At the end of March, we will be switching to WordPress.org, and you can catch us there. All of our backlog, at least about a year and a half worth of backlog, will be up on Libsyn sometime in late April.
All of our shows.
So then, what?
They all got the best of us.
Yeah, and then we will be getting new episodes in and doing that. We're doing a lot of things to basically make this run a bit smoother than it has in
yes.
past years. And it's
how will we know
though,
that? How will you don't focus on that? Let's focus on
the show.
The shorthand.
But,
yeah, let's do that, because I know Black Hood wants to get going. No,
he
I
wants
want
to get rolling,
sure.
And so do I. So,
quit yapping and get on with the show,
there.
Damn it.
Yes,
we hope,
that's exactly what
we hope to see you there. Exactly. We hope to see you there, and now on with the show.
All right, that's it. I'm gonna put duct tape on his mouth now. Jamie,
shut
come
up.
Red Hood, come here. Red Hood, come here. I'm gonna put duct tape on your mouth. Or chasing after him.
Shut up.
No. Alright. So what article are we on?
We're on the first article.
Alright.
So
which
in the news
nothing. Which would be
well,
which,
no.
which would be the ABLE Act.
The ABLE Act.
ABLE Accounts.
Right. So
an ABLE
in,
Act.
In terms of the ABLE Accounts, we have told you that they are coming. Well, we have some good news. You can now go to their site, which I've been investigating, which is ablenrc.org, and sign up for their newsletter, which will explain more about it. Basically, what they've been saying is that the ABLE account will be used as kind of clearinghouse. So, and it's not only available in one state, it's available in multiple states. It's just a matter of when your state is actually going to get it. And so, the last time we reported on it, the IRS was going through it and was having a holiday and trying to charge people and saying, you have to write down everything that you spent. Well, no, they didn't get that.
Well,
yeah,
yes,
they mixed it quite.
Yes, Red Hood does have to emphasize everything he says.
Yeah.
Yes,
it
does.
Well,
yes,
it does. Yes, but.
Yeah, we make him feel important.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So you can save up to about $100,000 in your account, which is great.
Which is great.
Which is fantastic. The federal passage took place in 2014, and to date, 35 states, including the District of Columbia, have passed legislation, but each are in varying stages of implementing their programs, with the first offerings to be available. They're available as soon as this month, basically, which is great. And the first ones that are expected to take that to the hilt are Ohio, Nebraska, Virginia, Florida, and Tennessee will be the first states to make the ABLE accounts available. Others, you will have to go see or call, you know, go onto the site and get your information, call your legislator, and find out when they're going to come into effect. But it's a really good thing that this is actually being passed, because I remember when we originally pretty much joined on the bandwagon and got themselves interested and were with the program who did that. And that was about a year or two ago now.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Yeah. My phone went off and scared the crap out of me.
So it's great, because the interest earned on the savings will be tax-free in all the accounts.
Yeah.
And
which is great.
However, in order to be eligible, you must have had a disability that originated before the age of 26. Funds in that account can be used to pay for education, healthcare, transportation, housing, and other expenses.
Well, the autism bit isn't going to help you, Jamie. I mean, Red Hood.
Well, yeah, and I guess Black Hood just let it out of the bag. Yes, I was diagnosed with high-functioning Asperger's, so...
Oh, shit, was I not supposed to?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
Red Hood.
It's
okay.
No, it's actually a blessing.
It is a blessing, actually.
It literally is a blessing in disguise because you can get away with a lot. No,
well,
I'm kidding.
You can get away with a lot, but then...
You can get away with sarcasm.
Yes, I guess. But, you know, it's a great thing, and I'm still taking it. At least Jamie is taking one step at a time.
Who's Jamie?
Who's this Jamie?
Exactly.
Who's this guy?
No idea. Anyway.
I don't know who you're speaking of.
Yeah, anyway. So, gay for Red Hood, I guess. But it's interesting, Allison. What do you think about this ABLE Act?
They should definitely start to roll it out to more states. Hopefully before the year is up, because everyone deserves to have the ability to have what they want, to have access to different things too. And not have to be fearful of something.
Sorry, Red Hood.
I had to say that. I mean, it's also the factor of, you know, everybody deserves to, you know, live a life, you know, no matter how impaired you are.
To live a good life, not like...
Yeah.
And a good life, not something that you always have to depend on food stamps for. You know, that you have to depend on public housing for. And this could be a landslide victory. We won't know until it actually starts working. What happened?
Anyway, in breaking news...
And then breaking news, Black Hood, yes?
Kim Jong-un, or as I like to call him, Junior.
Yes.
The leader of North Korea, in case you haven't already kept track of what the hell was going on in the past, like, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently, he's telling his military to be ready to use nuclear weapons at any time, which means that there's something big going on.
There's something big going on, but he won't ever announce what it was.
Well,
know?
I think he's like when he tells the military to be ready to use nuclear weapons at any time, we could be reassured that he's building up for something, you know. And like that also puts China on edge. It puts Russia on edge because they don't want to deal with North Korea right now. That's like, serious, you know?
Not only
do we have to deal with ISIS, now we also got to worry about North Korea.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Freaking lovely.
I mean, it's not
something that we want.
No, we don't want that to happen at all.
It's not even that. It was just, I guess, I don't know. I mean, between Trump running and Kim Jong-un firing bombs, maybe they're trying to send a message. You know, nuclear missiles versus a dumb, tasty, white person running for president.
You mean an Irishman?
An Irishman from Queens. You know, who says, they will follow me. Yeah, okay. Last time we heard, we heard that. We said, fuck you. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic too how everybody is worried about ISIS, yet we're not worried about this conventional military in Asia.
Yeah,
apparently at the UN sanctions. I probably should have seen this coming, because at the UN sanction, I think that kind of pissed North Korea off.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody who gets sanctioned for the second time,
this is actually like the fifth
thing. Something. You know, so I think Kim Jong-un is saying, I'll step in.
Oh, and also, it's just him. Pentagon claims North Korean military not to be overlooked.
Right, but
Pentagon report concludes that North Korea is committed to develop a long-range nuclear armed missile that is capable of posing a direct threat to the United States. And it's like, oh, really? You just realized this now?
Wow.
You...
Right.
So we were worried about ISIS getting weapons of mass destruction, yet we're not worried about,
another country?
People armed with AK-47s that are well trained?
Exactly.
And here's the part that scares me the most, though, too. It's like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we don't have that many troops in North Korea on the DMZ right now. I can't give
but
you
we
the,
don't have
the,
any.
No, we do have troops there, mate.
Do they?
Yeah,
really?
I just can't give you the specific numbers.
I'm not asking for this specific number, Blackwood.
Let's just say anywhere between 1,000 to 50,000. That's not enough to quell the entire North Korean military as they come over the 38th parallel. You know?
No, it's...
And there's only 600,000 South Korean troops. And it's just like, yeah, this is going to be a clusterfuck. You know?
Yeah, of course.
And to make matters worse, too, is that, like, that DMZ has been there since the First Korean War. So if a second war on the peninsula happens again, we're going to get pushed back way past Pusan. We're going to get pushed out of the country.
Right. And...
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a bad day. I mean,
it is.
It's just like, oh, look at that nuke. Oh, shit.
It's like, look over here. Wait, fire. You know, fire now. No. It's like Natasha and fucking. Oh, God. What the hell? What was that?
What's the name?
Carla. Boris. You know, Natasha and Boris. I mean, saying, no right, no left, no right, no. And even if, you know, if something were to happen, it's kind of just, interesting, because you look at the world view now, and because of the election, everything's getting thrown off. Don't you think, Blackwood?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Don't you think that the election is getting thrown off?
Yeah, I do think it's getting thrown off, because like right now we're worried about ISIS and freaking people who are Muslim. It's like, look, what about the people in North Korea? The psychopaths that are all the way in North Korea.
Right.
Did you forget about them? You know?
Exactly. I mean, it just makes it interesting. It's interesting in that kind of
like the Bush administration. Hey, I got a great idea. Let's go take out some terrorists who took us out.
We are having technical difficulties tonight.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm having technical difficulties tonight.
Good old
I mean, it's... Yeah. But it's very interesting. Just... and now, in terms of other news... the other news.
Yeah, what was the other news?
The other news is that just yesterday, 2 days ago, Nancy Reagan died. Former Lady Nancy Reagan. Yeah.
Who was married to the awesome
Ronald
Mr. Reagan.
Right. And as much as
and this coming from a Democrat who likes a Republican. How ironic.
Well, this coming from the fact that she died yesterday at 94.
Not bad.
That's a long life.
I wouldn't want to live 100 years. I'd just be depressed at that point. You know.
Well, and not only that. In her own kind of way, the cause of her death was congestive heart failure.
That she was still reeling from her loss of Reagan, you know?
Well, that was her husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
I mean, I'd be depressed too if I was somebody like that.
Well, yeah, he died in 2007, so he died a while back. But the fact is that they were actors. No, Nancy was not an actor, but she was a stylish and influential wife. And
she was an actress. She was an actress.
Oh, she was? Well, then,
yeah,
she was one of the first actors. You know, she wrote her memoir in 1989, and that's about 22 years ago. Bad with that. 27 years ago.
Give or take.
You know.
How long were they married before Ronald died? I forgot.
Oh, God.
When were they married? I'm going to have to look that up. Give me a second, folks. I'm going to look it up. Just keep talking.
Yeah. I mean, this is a person who, you know, came from Smith College, considered an acting career, but didn't pursue that. And this
was also,
who,
was also a big contributor to Alzheimer's. She did the Reagan Research Institute thingy.
Right. And was also convicted on the House of American Activities. This is a person who was loyal to the cause of Alzheimer's, loyal to the cause.
Oh, they were married in, hold on, this just in, they were married March 4th, 1952. Ronald Reagan and Nancy Davis married. Now, for those who don't know, Nancy Davis is that's her maiden name. So, yeah.
And,
she met her husband in 1951?
Right.
Oh, and by the way, she was an actress, Red Hood. MGM Studios signed her to a contract and billed her as Nancy Davis for her first screen role in the film Shadow on the Wall.
Yep.
And it just went quiet after that.
It's interesting in terms of the fact that this is a person who's been you know,
totally utterly
portrayed in many things, the most recent of that being The Butler.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah,
and,
that was a good movie, actually.
Yeah, fantastic movie. Told about the American Rights Movement.
This is actually before the American Rights Movement.
Before the American Rights Movement, sorry. But if you want more on her life and career, go to the New York Times. They have an excellent obit on her, which is about probably, I'd say, a good 20 pages. And really, you know, go through it. It was done, I guess, by somebody at the New York Times, but there are 19 accompanying photos, and it was done by Lou Cannon yesterday. So, yeah, and they're the greatest black and white of that.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
Sorry for the pun.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yin and yang. More yin and yang than you'll ever probably get. And what they did for America and what she did for him, you know, made him the center of her world and, you know, ultimately became a trusted advisor to the White House.
Yep.
So, you know, I guess our best wishes go out to the Reagan family and whatever they're suffering right now. It's probably the worst shock. And then also, in terms of election, I've got to say,
sorry.
It's been a long week.
This Monday.
It's been a long Monday and a long weekend for all of us. But I guess in terms of the morale of disability and jobs, it's been steadily declining. It goes up and then goes down. I just don't understand why the Fed does not get involved and, you know, force people to take people with disabilities. I mean, do we have to face discrimination first?
Apparently.
That's
what happened with the African Americans. They went through it like we are, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's down by... It grew by 12.5%, and then it was down. And
it goes up, it goes down, and then yada, yada, yada.
It's like a roller coaster. It goes
yeah,
up.
Really.
Exactly.
Then down, then back up, then back down.
Exactly. It's been back up, back down, and then it's up, and then it's been down again. So, yeah. I mean, while we try to get jobs and, you know, get support, it goes up and it goes down. I mean...
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, what?
Breaking news. A chance to bolster Australia and Japan military ties. A potential submarine deal could help bring the two navies into closer cooperation. As of March 7th, 2016, Australia must soon decide whether to buy Japanese, French, or German attack submarines to replace its aging Collins-class vessels. An open competition where the best product wins is generally desirable for such purchases, but this case should involve considerations beyond the traditional measures of price and performance. I'm actually going to send this link to you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Madam.
And we will post it on our website. But yeah.
Wait. Where the fuck's the conversation? Sorry. Sorry, folks. Is any Virginians listening, please plug them.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Live radio.
Ugh.
Live radio or live
like
tape radio.
All over again.
And I think I just got your thing, Black Hood.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Here's the thing, though. Japan's desire to deepen its security relationship, which, by the way, is not going to be an easy task, because keep in mind what they did to the Australians during World War II. You know?
Right.
The Death March and all that fun stuff. And it wasn't just, by the way, folks, it wasn't just Americans in that march. There were also quite a few other allied forces as well. English, Australian, Gurkha soldiers, you name it, they had it. It was ridiculous. Welcome to war.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, well, now, of course, we got these shenanigans going on. Did you also hear that, also, the Soryu-class submarine is an existing, proven performer operating in Asia-Pacific maritime terrain. It also represents Japan's desire to deepen its security relationship with Australia. Just keep in mind, too, of course, that not only do you have North Korea to worry about, I hate to say it, we also probably have China to worry about in the near future.
Well, China to worry about, then that really means...
That's not good.
Not at all.
The only thing... Like, I doubt, of course, that there's going to be, like, a large-scale war between China, because chances are we'd probably lose. Because, you know, like, remember what we were talking about, you, me, and Johnny were talking about it earlier, Red Hood. I think it was, like, last year that we were discussing it, and, I think it was Johnny who asked me what would happen if America invaded China, and I said, there wouldn't be an America left.
they pretty much hand our butt to us now.
Oh, God, what butt? Our butt would be disintegrated.
On a silver platter.
We'd be steamrolled. You know?
Not even.
I mean, it's just like, nope. Like, you wouldn't even get past the Great Wall of China.
Right.
Even our freaking Buicks are made in China now.
Which is scary.
Yeah. Majority of things are made in China.
Technology. Oh, I forgot. We got lazy, and now, of course, everything else is produced by China. The hell keeps on sending me a message?
Exactly. But I think, yeah, as far as the news and stuff like that, we will have more news and other things to report after the 20th.
Oh, yes.
I guess... In terms of winding down for us, this is it. We'll be winding down, but you can, like we said at the top of this announcement, go to ny.realgoody.org/films and events for ticketing information and user code RSFAMCFresco for pre-test, a free discount to any general screening for the Real Goody Film Set. And we will see you there. James and Allison will see you there. I will not see you there.
He'll be busy.
Because I will be busy preparing madness to come.
Whoa!
But,
yo!
Yes.
Red Hood, should we talk about this, man? Hold on. Japan's Navy finally unveils aircraft carrier in disguise.
Is it invisible?
I wish. It'd be awesome. I'm going to send it to you lovely people now.
Send it to us. Send it to us, and we will cover it on the next episode, I guess.
It's not the invisible boat mobile.
It's not the invisible boat mobile, but it's close. It's close. Right, exactly. So then, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you after the 20th. On the 23rd.
Must be one day.
See you then, and we will then.
Wait, hold up. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. What do you mean the 21st?
23rd.
No, we mean the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
We mean the 23rd. So we will be back in the saddle on the 23rd, and sometime in April, expect new things from us and new stuff. You'll probably be able to. You'll probably be able to hear us better. That's just a hint of what's to come.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole new show.
We're finally going to HD, Red Hood?
We're finally going to HD, and we're finally going to get what we've been waiting for. It's been a bit of a fog, but there's a lot of things coming.
That's here nor there. New things are coming.
All right. We'll see you after... on the 23rd.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.